Labor and Commerce. So you like that? Now come to order. It's 3:10, and with us today we've got Representative Gatto, Representative Ledoux, Representative Newman, Representative Gardner, Representative Book, and myself, Representative Olson. What's my name? Representative Olson. We've only got one bill today, and we're going to finish up on House Bill 65, Personal Information and Credit Report. And it's my understanding that I'll let Karen share with us the plan. Please identify yourself for the record and your affiliation with Senator Coghill.
Thank you. My name is Karen Litzer, and I am staff to Representative Coghill. And thank you once again for bringing this bill before the committee. That's all right. The representative and the co-sponsor, Representative Guerra, are addressing a number of the issues that were brought up during our last committee meeting, specifically some of the concerns that Representative Ledoux had. And we were working with the Department of Law on some clarification of some of the terminology. We are certainly addressing the concerns that Mr. Sniffen stated in his letter. There are other issues that we are addressing, and we're requesting the committee to know that we will be working with them, pass this bill out, and address these issues in the Judiciary Committee.
It's my understanding that when everybody looked at this after the last meeting, they came to the conclusion that most of the things that needed to be addressed were relatively new, that Representative Ledoux had done a real good job of figuring out what we needed to fix, but they're primarily a judicial issue.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
And for that reason, we're giving it real serious thought on moving it out in about 2 minutes onto Judiciary and let them tackle it. I'll entertain a motion if anybody would.
I have just one quick question for the sponsor, and I know we asked this before, and I'm sorry, I'm just kind of my mind spinning about the fiscal note and the concern about the state being liable for too much kind of penalty, $5,000 or actual damages per disclosure.
Through the chair, Representative Gardner, that is being addressed, and it is a concern, but I know that Representative Coghill still believes that there is a responsibility that both the state and, you know, private industry has, so it is an issue. It's obviously a very large concern, but there would be damages, there would be responsibility for that. And I think with Mr. Sniffen and the Department of Administration, the representative has been in close contact with them, and they discuss that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And in follow-up, I just would like it if you would convey to the bill sponsors that I'm really concerned about this one provision. In part because when the state collects Social Security numbers or confidential information, it's for a specific purpose, usually required by law, whereas other agencies that collect their for profit for their own use, and it's a different sort of category of need and use, and I'd have a hard time supporting something that opens the state to that much exposure, possibly in the event of a simple accident. So, thank you.
Any further questions? What are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chair.
I believe Representative Ledoux beat you to it.
I move CS for House Bill number 65, version number 25-0311/C Bannister 4907 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Seeing no opposition, it will move on to finance, and the meeting is adjourned at 3:17.